T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's the WFAN Horse Racing Podcast, the Road to the Derby podcast, but no Road to the Derby races this weekend, Moose, but we're still going to give you 3 stakes races. How about that? You hit some winners after last week. You
there
were
you
on
go.
Fire last week.
No, I had one, a good 12-1 shot.
We should have played that daily double.
We should have. There? You're right about that. I agree with you.
We had that. It was Mr. Monomoy followed by the horse that you liked, Modernist.
Modernist for Billy Mott.
Yes.
Getting a winner.
So we'll get back
on the Derby trail again.
Get back to the Derby prep races next week. This prep race is at Gulfstream, and we'll get going. And obviously, always this podcast is brought to you by Naira Bet. Starting this Sunday, the Empire 6 at Aqueduct will feature mandatory payouts every Sunday, the jackpot style. 20-cent wager features the last 6 races at Aqueduct every day. Play the Empire 6 mandatory payout this Sunday with Naira Bets. New Naira Bets members can earn a deposit match up to $200 with promo code MONZO20. MONZO20. Sign up today at NairaBets.com or on the Naira Bets app. And Moose, we will get to Aqueduct and we'll finish out these 3 races here with Aqueduct. But we're going to go out west. We're going to go to Santa Anita on Saturday, a mile on the turf. Race 5 on your card. The Grade 2 Buena Vista, the very highly touted Jolie Olympia coming here, making her debut back on January 11th in the States, did not disappoint for Mike Smith, Richard Mandela, winning that Grade 3 event, Moose. Could you get past her here?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try and beat her. I am, and I know, and I have all due respect, and the first race out of the gate was very, very, was impressive. How is it not? A 1-on-1 buyer speed figure, you know, Smith, the winner, rides right back. Mandela, we know how good of a horseman Richard Mandela is. I landed on, I went to the outside. I landed on a horse trained by Richard Baltus, and that is Lady Prance-a-Lot with Joe Bravo, who's going to hop aboard. Rode her in the last 2 races, a victory in a Grade 3 and a Grade 1 American Oaks out at Santa Anita. I know the buyer speed figures look a little bit light as compared to Jolie Olympica. Now, I think that maybe I'm going on the lean that maybe Olympica regresses a little bit. If she's able to fire back a triple digit buyer speed figure once again, she could have this group over a barrel. I'm looking for a little bit of a regression. I'm going to take the 5-1 on the morning line for Lady Prance-a-Lot, an Irish bred winner of 2 in a row. I love the fact that Bravo comes back out, works a bit good, second start off the layoff. That's where I landed a 5-1.
We're on the same horse here. We're both on Lady Prance-a-Lot. I think the cut back to a mile is going to work to her benefit. This horse has been riding lights out, winning the Grade 1 event last out, the American Oaks at Santa Anita. And that was a mile and a quarter, cuts back to a mile here. To me, for me to bet Jolie Olympica at a short price, adding, you know, a furlong and a half after a very, very solid performance at 5.5, where they were flying up front, Moose. They go 22-44. That's going to set up for anybody coming off the pace. But to run a 1-on-1 buyer first time here in the States is very impressive, obviously, with a rider like Mike Smith. Not super surprising to get some success. But to me, for Lady Prance-a-Lot, she needs a little bit of speed in this race to set her up. Keep her off the stars, likes the lead. If you look at the past performances, sold it, likes the lead. Mucho Unusual has been on the lead before. And look, we know what Joe Bravo can do coming off the pace, especially on the turf. What you got to hope for is he doesn't get buried on the rail. We've seen that far too many times with Joe Bravo.
You need the trip.
I'm going to use that horse, Lady Prance-a-Lot, my top pick. I'm going to use my second pick is going to be Super Patriot, a former Baffert horse. You don't often see Baffert running horses on the turf, but this is a solid turf runner, gotten better with age, has surprised with some stakes races. Super Patriot, another horse off the pace, gets for Richard Baltus, who was, you know, running at 25% this meet at Santa Anita. That's my second choice. And then Caressa for for John Sheriff. So I'm not even using the favorite Jolie Olympic on the trifecta here. Caressa for John Sheriff, who always has his horses ready to go, spread out to a mile on the turf in his debut on the turf, at her debut on the turf. I had Uncle Mo, a turf mile specialist. Not him himself, but most of his progeny have been at a mile. And Caressa is running at a mile here for Victor Espinosa. Horse that I think will be close to the pace, but not quite, but not as far back as a horse like Lady Prancelot. Those are my top three picks. Lady Prancelot over Super Patriot, over Caressa in the Grade Two Buena Vista Moose. I know you like Lady Prancelot. Where else you land?
Yeah, I went with Lady Prancelot. I went to the inside for my next three picks. I think you have to include the one Jolie Olympica in any of your exotics. I agree with you about the two Caressa. And then I'm going to use the three Muchly at 15-1 on the morning line to outrun his odds. Simon Callahan coming over or running over in Great Britain a little bit light in terms of, you know, he's running a couple of grade threes, ridden by Frankie Dettori in the past. But I think Muchly comes over here. And usually what you see when horses come over from Europe is that they believe that they will favor harder turf courses as compared to what they're getting over in Europe. And I think Muchly at 15-1 on the morning line can outrun her odds. So I went with 8-1-2-3 as my top four picks, race five at Santa Anita.
Like that. Both of us going against the favorite in the top
there
slot.
There you go.
Unfortunately, I can't say the same in the next race, at least for me. And we're going to go down to Tampa Bay Downs. The sixth race on the Saturday card, the Turf Dash, 100K. Dude, I love 5 furlongs on the turf. It's one of my favorite.
You love it, and you're good at those.
I have a style that I like, and that tosses off the pace, right? That's typically what I tell you. What am I going to do here? I'm going to go to a horse, the 8, Extravagant Kid, a horse I've bet many times who likes to be close to the pace. A little going off my style here. But to me, if you just look at Extravagant Kid, the horse is in form. Last three races, 2 wins, a very solid second effort in a Grade 2 event at Woodbine. Comes here, 2 good races in Florida, both off the turf. That's a little different for Extravagant Kid. But to me, this horse is the class of the field, losing the horses. Beating horses like Just a Holic, who's also in this race. Pink Floyd, a very solid horse. Vision Perfect, you've seen. Undrafted, a horse that we've bet in the past. So when Extravagant Kid, the 8 horse, gets Gallardo on the mound, who's winning at a 25% clip at Tampa. At Tampa, that's his track. Tampa and Monmouth Park. Extravagant Kid, to me, is the horse to beat in this race. And 5-2, that's a bargain. I would take that any day of the week. Extravagant Kid's my topic. I am going to use Just a Holic underneath for Jose Ferrer, very aggressive rider. As Justin Phillip, a very solid horse himself. I don't expect him to run back to that 105 buyer. That's a very fast rate at a very fast track in Monmouth Park. But if Just a Holic goes back to how we can run these races, definitely going to finish underneath. They may throw a little long shot in there, the 2. My tie one on. If you go back to this horse's performance back at Belmont in May of last year, and then going back to his last performance at Gulfstream, 2 very solid runs on the turf where he was just sitting just off the pace and closed in to not, you know, very solid, very fast races, but, you know, didn't quite get up there for the win. So I think those performances and those buyers in 92 show that while he's going to be right there, I don't think he's quite the horse of Extravagant Kid or Just a Holic. So a little bit of a price there. Extravagant Kid's my top pick, the 10 horse, Just a Holic I'm going to use underneath, and a little bit of a shot at 10-1, my tie one on. I'm going to use underneath, but Extravagant Kid, not only that, my best bet of the day.
Oh, there you go. It just scared me. 5-2 on the morning line for Extravagant Kid. We landed on the same top pick. I just think the consistency there, the quality of the horses that he's gone up against in the past, grade ones, grade twos. I think 5-2 is a legit morning line on the 8 Extravagant Kid. I'm going to use Just a Holic, but I'm going to try and hook Extravagant Kid with a couple of prices underneath. I'm going to use my tie one on the 2 that you mentioned. Another one I'm going to mention and I'm going to throw in there just because I think it's a little bit of a pace play for me, and that's the 5 at 30-1 on the morning line, and that's Crosstown Shootout. Because you look at a lot of this race, I know it's 5 furlongs, and you look at Crosstown Shootout 0-1 at the distance, 0-1 at Tampa. However, you know, we'll be closing a little bit of a cutback after last race at a mile and a 16th and coming off a layoff October as well. We've seen him run well coming off the board too, coming off a layoff. At 30-1 on the morning line, I'm thinking that maybe if he does not lose, if he's not too far out of it coming down the stretch, I think the 5 has got an opportunity to finish in the exotics at 30-1 on the morning line. So,
picking prices, Moose.
Yeah, there you have it. But I got Extravagant Kid on top. So I went with the 8-10-2-5 were my top four picks, race six at Tampa.
Thanks for listening, and you can play these races at NairaBets and NairaBets.com, and we will take it out to the New York circuit. And
little
we're going
aqueduct.
To little aqueduct race eight. And look, we're getting ready for the Triple Crown races. They don't have one this weekend, but pretty soon we'll have the Wood Memorial. We'll have the Florida Derby, the Tampa Bay Derby. So tons of great racing coming up. But, you know, some good races this weekend, and hopefully we've given you some winners. We're going to close out this edition of the WFAN Racing Podcast Road to the Triple Crown, Road to the Derby with the Haynesfield Race 8 Aqueduct Saturday, 1 mile on the Dirt Moose. And, you know, I'm going to dedicate this pick to you. Because
you're going with I Love Jackson.
I'm going with I Love Jackson in
you
this
are.
Race. And
rolling,
you know,
right back.
It's coincidental that Jackson happens to be the name of your son, but
yes.
If you look at this race
four
and
differently.
Yes. We've played Syndergaard in the past. I kept bet Syndergaard off of just about almost a year layoff. The problem I have with Mr. Buff, who's clearly the most talented race horse in this race, 13 for 35, 7 for 12 at Aqueduct. 1 for 8 a mile, you know. So I'm not going to bet a horse at 4 to 5 who's only won at this distance 1 out of 8 times. So obviously this horse likes a little longer than a mile. Mile and an eighth, mile and a quarter, mile and a half. So I'm going to go to I Love Jackson, who, if you look, 4 for 6 at the distance, 3 for 10 at Aqueduct, and is in form right now, winning quality allowance races, quality optional claiming races, and winning them pretty convincingly. For Linda Rice, who you love as one of the best trainers, especially in the New York circuit.
She's great.
His buyer's a little shorter than Mr. Buff, but
a little light.
You know, if there's a little bit of pace up front, I think I Love Jackson gets the perfect trip and at a price, 5-1, 6-1, because I think Mr. Buff may go off at like 2-5. So I Love Jackson, my top pick, going to use Mr. Buff underneath, and I'm going to use the 3, Honor Up, from Michelle Nevin with Franco on board. I almost said Matt Franco,
Manny Franco.
Mets pinch hitter, who I think can clip a piece at 4 or 5 to 1 here. My top pick is going to be I Love Jackson. I'm curious, out of Flat Out, who's one of my favorites. Moose, I'm curious, did you go with the pick?
I
Love Jackson?
I did. Well, I Love Jackson, my son.
Obviously.
And I do like your pick. I used him underneath. My top pick and probably my best bet is Saturday. I'm going with Honor Up, the 3 at 4 to 1 on the morning line. Monzo poked holes in the favorite, and Mr. Buff certainly is a classy and pretty consistent, but it's hard to take 4 to 5 on the morning line when he has not been a win machine at the distance. And I look at Honor Up. First race back off the layoff, late December, caught a sloppy track. And I could probably surmise by the way that he ran at the odds that he was at that he didn't necessarily care for the track. But you look at it before that and before he went to a break, 94, 96, 98, 98, 95, buyer speed figure, and when he catches a fast track, he usually gives you a pretty consistent effort. 2 for 6 at the distance, 4 for 8 at Aqueduct, also has come in the money 7 out of the 8 times, 4 to 1 on the morning line for Michelle Nevin and Manny Franco. That's my top play of Saturday. I like the 3 Honor Up at 4 to 1 on the morning line. I am going to use Mr. Buff. I think you have to, and I think you have to use the 4 as well. So I went 3-1-4 as my top 3 picks, race 8 at Aqueduct, which is the Haynesfield.
There it is. 3 races this weekend, Santa Anita, Tampa Bay, which is one of the tracks that really gives you a sense that summer and spring is coming, even though it's only February.
Yeah.
And going back to Aqueduct.
And your top pick is?
And my top pick for this weekend is going to be Extravagant Kid running in the turf sprint at Tampa Bay.
And mine is Honor Up in the Haynesfield.
We will see you guys. We'll talk to you guys next week. Triple Crown races next week. NairaBets, NairaBets app, promo code Monzo20, $200 matching for your first deposit. Bet all of Moose's picks. Guy's on fire. Guy's hitting $27
Monzo
winners last week.
No, that was one race. Ask me how I did in the other races. Not so good.
Well, don't say that in this podcast. We give out winners.
No, we do. No. In all honesty, we actually do give out winners on this podcast. It's not exactly, though, that's the only races we play over the weekend. And that's the problem.
And we should bet more in those races.
That's true. You're right about that.
We will be back next week. Appreciate everybody listening. Tune in next week. WFAN Racing Podcast, Road to the Derby. Moose, we'll see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.